Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House. We come to the station every single Saturday morning to run this program for you, the Arizona homeowner, so we can provide you the local answers to Arizona homeownership, which actually in a lot of ways is very, very unique as compared to other places in the country. Every geographic location has some peculiarities about them, and Arizona certainly does. So we've been here building and remodeling across the state of Arizona for 40 plus years. And no matter where you are in Arizona, if you can hear our broadcast, we broadcast pretty well statewide, you can give us a ring and we'll see what we can't do about putting all that building and remodeling experience to work to help you get the answer you're looking for. And the other way we reach out and try and provide answers is by a weekly newsletter and our website, rosieonthehouse.com. You know, we've been doing this radio broadcast for over 30 years, 32 years. And it occurred to me about 1 or 2 years into the broadcast, Rosie, you ought to write a book about the 100 most asked questions about Arizona homeownership. And so I started that book and I started keeping track of all the questions I was asked. And I thought, well, you don't have to write a book. There's somebody invented the internet machine and you can put a website up and you can update it. You don't have to republish it or reprint it or issue corrections. You just go back into the internet machine and you update the information with the most up-to-date information on that particular product. So our website, rosieonthehouse.com, has thousands of questions that we've been asked by Arizona homeowners that then we've done the appropriate research to get the right answer to. So that is my book, the website, rosieonthehouse.com. And it is essentially a free encyclopedia for any of you trying to get anything done in, about, or around your house, home, castle, or cabin. With it published, we then started getting calls from people. Okay, I got halfway through this project, or really the calls we got were, well, he got halfway through this project and it's been sitting half done for a year and a half. Who can come finish it? So then we had to start referring out some of the subcontractors that we knew all across the state of Arizona. And that then became the number one most successful contractor referral network in the entire state of Arizona. And it's been that way for 13 years. So we work hard to keep the list clean. Last hour, we had one of our Rosie certified remodeling companies in to talk about trends in remodeling, TWD, Design, Build, and Remodel. And we have our certified partners in on a regular basis just to talk about the particulars of their specialty. This all gives you an education in Arizona homeownership. It's what we do. And this week in our newsletter, we talked about some steps you can take to hiring the right contractor. But before I get to that, Buzz has called in, apparently from the Tucson area, Southern Arizona area, with a question. I don't want to have him holding too long. Let's see if we can get to him and see if I can help him out.
I don't want to hold him too long either, because this you want to get to this quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. An important question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, Buzz. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning, Rosie.
Yeah.
I have just recently bought a new used house with a septic tank, and I have never owned a septic tank before.
Okay.
I'm kind of careful what I put down. I rinse my paintbrushes outside.
Okay. All right.
Well,
okay.
I just rinse them in the sink. But,
okay.
But my main question is, what do you think about these monthly treatments that I've seen advertised to keep your septic tank healthy?
Well, I will tell you that in the part of town we do a lot of work in, there are a lot of septic systems, and we deal with a lot of septic systems in the rural work that we do. And the one thing, Buzz, that we've been recommending for 20 years is a product called BioClean. And it's simply a granular product you put down your drains on a regular basis, weekly, monthly. It's very affordable. It can be kind of hard to find. But again, that internet machine I was talking about, you can Google it, BioClean, and order it and get it delivered to the house. It's very cost effective. It's actually live enzymes that eats away the protein that tends to line your waistlines over time, thereby keeping your lines free from obstructions. And that alone, now how big a house do you have, Buzz?
It's a 2,400 square foot.
And that's a 3-bathroom or 2.5 bathroom?
Yes, is I believe it was a 1,500-gallon tank, and it was all inspected before and cleaned before I took possession.
And how many people live in the home, Buzz?
Just two, my wife and I.
And how old is that septic tank?
It is, let me see, 14 years.
Okay. Well, two people living on a 1,500-gallon septic tank ought to get an easy 20 more years use out of that system and that septic. Be careful. There's actually articles on my website about what to and what not to flush down. Do not flush ear swabs. Do not flush Kleenexes. Do not flush paper towels. Toilet paper only. And you're going to get a lot of use. And that's going to be... They really work very, very well. And I really appreciate you taking the show down the toilet this morning for all the listeners.
Oh, anytime. Okay, well, I thank you very much.
That's why I said this was an important question.
Yeah, that is an important question. It is. There's nothing more important than a properly working septic system. That's
so,
for sure.
My curiosity, what is a septic tank made of? What type of
concrete?
Concrete, no metal?
There's rebar in it, but it's cast concrete tank that's buried in the ground that has an inlet up high. It fills with solids and liquids. The solids decompose, and eventually, if it's managed right, your septic tank really is about 90% liquids and only about 10% solids. And then it fills up, and you have an exit port where those liquids then are dispersed or distributed into the soil through what used to be a leach field. Now we generally put them into a leach pit. Those septic tanks, two people on a 1,500-gallon septic tank, you could probably put that on a cleaning regime of every 5 to 7 years, and you would probably be just fine. At my house, there were 8 occupants of the house. It was a 2,500-gallon septic tank. And when you've got 5 teenagers, you never just have 5 teenagers. You've got 7 of their friends. So that little house and that 2,500-gallon tank did incredibly successful business for, and we got to where we cleaned it about every 5 years. And it is a 60-year-old system. Now, we have had to put in one new leach pit about 20 years ago. But other than that, the people that have problems with septic tanks are the ones that are flushing non-biodegradable products down the toilet. Wipes that say they're decomposable are not decomposable. The water treatment companies hate those flushable wipes. Hate them. Kleenex. If you'll just do this one thing on your kitchen countertop, put a piece of toilet paper, put a piece of paper towel, and put a Kleenex, and put a tablespoon of water on each one of those and let it sit for 30 seconds and then pick them up. You'll see why toilet paper is the only thing that should be flushed down the toilet. Kleenex. Kleenex will not decompose with water. And paper towels are made not to decompose with water. All of those, along with those Q-tips, are the non-biodegradable flushes, wipes, are plumbers' best friends, because they're invariably the things that cause you to have to call a plumber to come out and roto-root your system. And people tell me, I've been flushing those things down the toilet for 30 years and never had a problem. I said, well, I can put a line of plumbers at your front door that'll go all the way around the block that will tell you the thing they have to clean out more often than not from waistlines are flushable wipes, Q-tips, and Kleenexes.
Now, when it can comes to BioClean,
can we get above the grade? Yeah. Can we?
Actually, well, let's just stay below just a little bit. Would BioClean work for your sewer pipes at home?
To some degree, it certainly will. Yes, it certainly will. It will help clean. Like I say, it is an enzyme product that eats the proteins off the inside of your waistline. So it promotes a nice, clean system.
Okay. No more stink. Now we can breathe the air.
Let's go to a commercial and come back on a different topic.